Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now it's time for three good things.
One, two, three.
Tell me something good.
Oh, tell.
A couple weeks ago during the Rams-Colts game in L.A., a very talented Indianapolis wide receiver made an incredible catch and move. He took the ball 50 yards into the end zone for a touchdown. Well, except for that last part.
Oh, what a catch! Adonai Mitchell down the sideline. Speed and a little stiff arm ushering into the end zone for a Colts touchdown. But did he lose the ball going out of the end zone before he crossed the goal line?
Unfortunately, he did. The touchdown was negated and the unbeaten Colts went on to lose the game. A cautionary tale for all NFL players, actually score the TD before celebrating. But the very next week, it happened again. Arizona Cardinals running back Amari DiMarcado broke free for a 70-yard touchdown that would have put his team up 28-6 in the fourth quarter.
20-10 touchdown!
Did he drop it early?
Yes, he did. And the Tennessee Titans, probably the worst team in football, came back to win. Reaction was swift and brutal. DiMarcado's coach was fined $100,000 for an altercation with his player, shoving him and probably calling him dumb or something like that. All over sports media, the reaction was similar.
You literally control guys' jobs, coaches, players, by one selfish and stupid decision with the ball.
At first, my response was the same. How could anyone be so stupid? How could two players be that dumb a week apart? Well, I looked into this, and it's happened too many times to count in college and pro football. And frankly, the same kind of thing has occurred in other sports. In 2015, after running 9,997 meters at the World Championships, Molly Huddle slowed up before the finish line, and it cost her the bronze.
Coming to the line, Chariot will win it. Burka second, Huddle will be edged by infield at the line. Infield gets third, Huddle is fourth.
It's baffling. But according to Michigan psych professor Daniel Weissman, this has nothing to do with stupidity. It's about multitasking. Sports writer Connor Orr interviewed Weissman this week and explains the theory.
Your brain remembers every time that you've ever scored a touchdown. And now it's giving you that feedback in real time. And it's saying you're about to cross the plane of the end zone. And what do we do when we cross the plane of the end zone? We drop the ball. And then we initiate the celebration. And then we get to go have Gatorade. And then like a million people are going to send us posts on Instagram, right? And like your brain starts getting flooded with this stuff. It's sometimes, for no reason, your body involuntarily initiates the celebration pathway in your muscles before you actually cross the finish line.
This issue may or may not be fixable. Orr says giving lectures and showing videos and drill sergeanting probably isn't going to work.
What you would have to do starting in training camp is every single time any player ever crossed the goal line, you would have to have somebody there ensuring that they went all this has to be an unconscious mental process. That's the argument of people who study the brain for a living.
All of us have done things we regret, and often we simply can't explain why we did them. Heat of the moment, brain cramp, fatigue. I think from now on, I won't be as harsh with my armchair quarterbacking. Now, there are stupid people in the world. Here's the late, great George Carlin on that.
Did you ever notice that? How many really stupid people you run into during the day? Carry a little pad and pencil with you. You wind up with 30 or 40 names by the end of the day. Look at it this way. Think of how stupid the average person is, and then realize half of them are stupider than that.
That's funny, but maybe not that funny. Best-selling author Robert Greene gives his definition of stupidity.
What makes people stupid, and I'm sorry, I'm just going to tell it like it is their certainty that they have all the answers. This is what's going on with our government. This is what's wrong, you know, with this or that. This is what people should be like. So you're narrowing your focus to this little tiny little rail, something that you heard from somebody else. It's not even your own stupid idea. You've absorbed it on the internet, whatever, and you're going down on this kind of monorail path. Meanwhile, the world is all around you, and you're just going like zoom like that because you're so certain you have the answer. So people who are certain of things are very stupid, and when they have power, they're very, very dangerous.
That's something to ponder. Green says what the world needs more of is negative capability, an odd little phrase coined by poet John Keats in 1817. It's the skill of embracing uncertainty, ambiguity, mystery. It's to accept that you don't know everything. People are complex. The world isn't black and white. Keats believed this approach increases curiosity, creativity, and humility. It probably also leads to having more compassion for people, even if they drop the ball at the one-yard line. And that's three good things.
What kind of food? What kind of food?
What kind of food do you think I am? You think you can go?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Fee and fees apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.